This episode was created by an Apollo Plus creator. Apollo Plus is a subscription that lets you listen to your favorite audio fiction series with no ad interruptions while supporting your favorite fiction creators. Shows on Apollo Plus have no ads, grant early access to new content, offer exclusive episodes, and behind-the-scenes clips, season supercuts, and more. And the collection of shows is always growing. 70% of the revenue goes to the creators you love and helps them make their next audio adventure possible. You can support dozens of creators with just one subscription. So join Apollo Plus today by downloading the Apollo Podcast app for iOS and Android, or by visiting apollopods.com. Now, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on Apollo Plus.
Right, just had a quick game on Newgrounds and still got time to spare. Let's go kill some nanobots.
No, wait, we've got a problem.
What's wrong?
Lewis is gone.
Gone? Where?
I don't know, there was an earthquake.
An earthquake?
It sounded like it. His building was shaking, the line got cut off.
I thought you were meant to have the earthquake.
Me too!
It's just like my building, getting hit back in the 90s. It's the wormhole. It's gotta be. It set off an earthquake in Lewis's time.
I haven't heard anything from him. I can't find the signal he was using, nothing.
Do you think he's okay?
I don't know, it sounded bad.
What do we do? Should we still use the EMP camera thing?
Thing is, with it just being us two, it might actually not be strong enough.
We need to get Lewis back then.
You made it out of your earthquake back in the 90s, right?
Yeah, it shook up my building a bit, but it didn't destroy it completely. Maybe he was able to make it out.
I hope so.
I feel bad for the things I said to him before. I don't want to leave things like that.
Well, he was singing your praises when we were talking. He called you his best friend.
Aw, he said that?
I said to him, if I was able to open these wormholes again, safely this time, he could keep talking to you, to me.
How would you do it safely?
I don't know. Make it better? Make it more stable?
No. You know, maybe this is a sign. We're in our time for a reason, whether we want to be or not. Like, we need to learn to adapt to the hand we're dealt, not look for answers in a universe far away.
Okay. That was very poetic.
I know! That was some Gandalf-level shit I just came out with, wasn't it?
You're right. We've got to close the wormhole for good.
How are we going to get through to Lewis? Did he say anything before his earthquake? Any clues on how we can reach him?
Yes. Oh, yes! He got an email!
Ooh, who from?
He didn't know, but it warned him about the earthquake.
Who could it have been? Did he mention the email address?
It was... Damn it! It was... something 316.
Ah! SESA316 at hotmail.com? Was that it?
Yes, that was it!
That's my email address!
What?
Yes! It's named after my favourite wrestler, SESA, Stone Cold Steve Austin, 316, baby!
You mean the former governor of Texas?
What? Oh my god, that is so sick! Okay, anyway, I must have emailed Lewis.
How could you have emailed him in the future? You're dead, right?
Oh yeah. Well, maybe I'll just email him now.
It came through right before the earthquake.
I'll send him one of those timed emails. All the parents are doing it at the moment, setting up to send photos to their kids' email when they're 18. It's quite cute.
So, wait, you know how to do it then?
No. But I'll just do a quick Yahoo search. Okay, there we go. So, I'll just type in the email. Wait, what am I typing?
Tell him to use the EMP device straight after the earthquake. I should be able to see when he's done it, and then we can both use ours.
Okay. Subject heading, EMP urgent. After the quake, use your EMP... please. So for this timed email, it needs me to put in the date I want to send it to.
He's in 2023.
Okay, good. Day and month.
No idea.
Neither do I.
How did we not ask him what month he was in?
Oh, there's got to be something we can use. Did he say anything? Like, when's his birthday? Oh god, I don't even know when his birthday is. What kind of a friend am I?
Knowing his birthday wouldn't help. Did he mention anything? If it was near Christmas, Easter, bloody Brendan Fraser Day?
That's not a holiday.
It will be.
Is there any date he mentioned specifically? Or any clues he dropped? Did he mention leaves falling outside? Or maybe it's autumn and-
Oh my god. I know the date.
You do? How?
I'm looking at it right now.
Where?
On my wall. The numbers I told you about, the ones etched on my wall, they're a date.
What does it say?
17-3-2023. That's 2023. Lewis is here. I told you it wasn't Builders. He must have written the date on the wall.
How did he know to do that?
Because you're going to tell him to. Type it into the email.
Ooh, right. Okay. Write the date on the wall. Please. Done. So I just set the date. What was it again?
17/3/2023.
St. Patrick's Day. It was a holiday. Time?
He did say it was nearly 10.
PM?
Sure.
Okay, screw it. I'll put in... Oh, no.
What?
What's his email address?
You don't have it?
Not something I ever got from him.
I don't have it either.
Okay then, we're screwed.
Did he have a favourite wrestler?
I don't know, but it would be like a work email anyway.
Hold on. I can get his email address. He used to work in this building. I can look into the employee database. It might still be in there. Okay, Hologlass on?
Hologlass? Stop showing off. What is that?
That's just these holographic glasses. They replace smartphones. Everyone has them. You'll find out.
I don't know what the hell a smartphone is, but it sounds really dumb.
There he is. Lewis.Bulis@techdar.com. That's his work email.
I'm sorry. His full name is Lewis Bulis. I'm not letting him live that one down.
Have you typed it in?
@techdar.com. All done. And send. Okay, that's going to email him in about 20 years. That's mad. What should we do till then?
Guess there's nothing left to do but use our own EMPs. Hopefully Lewis uses his and it's enough.
Well, I guess I better take my camera down to the basement.
Oh, how are you going to get down there?
Oh, totally forgot to tell you. I asked for a job here. I'm literally now the janitor.
Just like that?
Yeah. I've got keys to the basement. It's going to be really easy.
I thought you were doing that when you were an old man.
Me too. But nope. Looks like this is the rest of my life now. Cleaning pipes all day.
Hey, the pipes do look stunning here in 2052. You've done a brilliant job.
So this is goodbye then? Once we close the wormhole, that's it?
Yeah. We should be cut off completely, if it works.
Oh, damn. Wait, no. I still have so many questions I didn't ask. is all your food in pill form?
No, I eat worms.
Oh, gross. Okay, I'm done. Yeah. You ready?
I'm all set.
I'm off to the basement. See you on the other side.
Okay. EMP primed. Please let this work.
Hello? Hello? Dana, can you hear me?
Lewis? Is that you?
Anyone? Callum, are you there?
Lewis! It's me! Can you hear me? Where's that signal coming from?
Listen, I don't know if anyone can hear me. I'm using the payphone outside Laxley. I read the email before I left. I'll use the EMP, and I have to write today's date on the wall for some reason.
Yes! Lewis, you clever cookie!
There's still tremors. The ceiling gave way in my office, but I'm gonna go back in.
No, wait! No, Lewis! Lewis, don't go back in if it's not safe. Don't be stupid.
I don't know when you need me to use the EMP, but the email said after the earthquake to use it. I'm going to do it now.
No, Lewis, don't. It's not worth your life. Wait.
Wish me luck.
Lewis, no. Lewis, shit.
Hey, you still there?
Yes, and I just heard from Lewis.
Really? Was he okay?
He went back into the building. He said there were still tremors. Did you use the EMP?
Yeah, I snapped a picture and the wormhole thing started wobbling. The nanobots are not happy.
Yeah, I can see that. I've just turned on my EMP, but it's not strong enough. I can't shut them down.
It's not gonna work?
I can stop them replicating if we can just weaken them a little more.
Come on, Lewis, buddy.
But it's still not safe. What if something happens to him in there?
You won't let us down. I know it. Just hold on a little longer.
Oh my god! He's done it! Lewis, yes! The nanobots are weakening! I can shut them down! I can stop them replicating! It's working! Yes!
Yes! Alright, Lewis! And us! Let's not forget about all that mad timed email crap we just did!
They're dying out! Replication inactive! The wormhole is dissipating!
How long have we got?
A minute, maybe a few? Once the nanobot's charge runs out, the wormhole should collapse in on itself. That's it! Kaput!
Well, this is kind of awkward now. We already did a goodbye.
Yeah. What do we say now? Good job?
Hello? Anyone there?
Lewis! Damn it! Where is that signal coming from? It's faint.
I used the EMP. The whole floor was shaking, but the wormhole started doing like a jazzy dance. I hope it worked, if you can hear me.
There, got it. Lewis can hear me.
Dana? Is that you?
Yes! You did it, Lewis! You got our email, you figured it out!
It was you? You sent the email?
Me, baby! Stone Cold Steve Austin! Rattlesnake!
Did it work?
How are we still talking to each other?
The wormhole's closing. It worked. All three of us using our EMPs combined allowed me to weaken the nanobots. Where are you? Are you by the payphone?
Yeah. How did you know? Wait, so you could hear me?
Yes, and I can't believe you went back in. You could have been hurt.
I had to. I figured if the building collapsed, it was my only chance to get in. I didn't want you to... Well, your earthquake was going to be much worse, wasn't it?
Thank you. Both of you, honestly, thank you.
Why did you want me to write the date on the wall?
You had to write it so I could see it in my lab for me to give the date to Callum in the past to email you in the future.
Oh, how good are we? We make a nifty little time-solving team, don't we?
So this is it. The wormhole's closing.
According to my readings, it could close any minute. Do you want me to give you two some privacy?
Privacy? Huh? No, why? What do we need privacy for?
Lewis, listen. I'm sorry for the things I said, man. I don't think you're boring, or you're back to square one.
No, you're right, though. I actually tried to do something with my life, change things up, move on. But deep down, I was always hoping I'd be able to get in touch with you again.
Well, I'm glad we got to speak one more time. But you know I'm not always going to be there.
I know, man. I know that now.
But it was all you! You went travelling, you met people, you changed your whole life around! What's stopping you doing it again?
I will, I promise. I'm going to miss you, dude. For real this time.
Me too, mate. Oh wait, before you go, tell me about this LimeWire again. All the songs are free, you say?
Yeah. Enjoy it while it lasts. Can you believe after years of songs being free, I'm now paying for a Spotify subscription?
Okay, and how can I find the LimeWire? If I ask Jeeves, will he know what to do?
Yeah, he knows everything. Enjoy yourself, man.
You too, Lewis.
Dana?
I'm here.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
You too. I'll never forget my first proper time travel call.
Thanks for letting me know what the future has in store.
Oh, there's so much I still haven't told you. 3D printed skyscrapers, gene editing to make your eyes purple, GameStop buying out Amazon. Oh, and wait until you hear about what they found buried on the moon.
No, don't tell me everything. I want there to be some surprises.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
Look me up in the future. Maybe I'm still around.
I could do. I do have your full name, Mr. Bulis.
Oh my God, Lewis Bulis. Bulis. Your parents must have been smoking some strong stuff when they decided to call you up, man.
They wanted a lyrical name. Are you still here? Never mind, right. Look, see if I'm still around, Dana. Okay, I'll be, what, 60 odd? That's not too old to hang out with, is it?
No. 60's a new 50, that's what they're saying nowadays.
We'll go to the cinema. The last one in Glasgow, I promise.
I'd love that.
It's a date. Well, not a date. I mean, it's a confirmed event on a day.
It's a date. The wormhole's fading. This is it, guys.
I love you all. I'll never forget you.
Goodbye, guys. This has been the best, honestly.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's not right.
What's wrong?
That's not right. The wormhole, it's... Something's wrong with it. The energy levels are spiking.
Dana, are you okay?
It's opening back up. It's going haywire. Oh, no, it's...
Dana! Are you there? Guys! Guys! Hello? Is anyone there? Dana! Callum!
Hello, Lewis.
Who the hell's this?
You don't recognise my voice?
No, I don't. Should I?
Perhaps not. It has changed somewhat.
Right. Well, can you get off the line, mate? I'm trying to get back in touch with some people here.
Dana and Callum won't be back on the line. The wormhole's still open, I'm afraid. You didn't close it.
How did you know about... Have you been listening in on us?
Let me introduce myself. My name is Lewis. I'm talking to you from the year 2053.
Lewis? That's my name.
Yes, it is.
Right. Well, like I said, I'm trying to get back in touch with some people. I don't have time for all this now.
I'm sorry, Lewis, but I need you to listen to me.
I don't want to speak to whoever the hell you think you are.
My full name is Lewis Bulis. Shit surname, I know. As you're aware, my parents wanted a lyrical name.
Oh, come on, stop. This is not happening.
Lewis, I am you. From the future. And I need your help. Thank you.
Dial-Up was written by Philip Catherwood. Performed by David Hepburn, Amy Alexander, Craig McDonald Kelly, and introducing Ed Corey. Sound engineering is by Ivano Scafati and Matteo Mola. Special thanks to Brogan Wakely and Charlie Heyer for their continued time and effort. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at DialUpPod for exclusive behind-the-scenes content and information about future episodes. The Dial-Up will return for a third and final season.